You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul is about the culinary arts. I'm Lisa Berry, and while many Washtenaw County restaurants are struggling and facing challenges due to the current pandemic, there's a brand new restaurant opened recently in Ypsilanti that seems to be thriving. So to find out what's going on there, we want to welcome the co-owner of Bellflower in Ypsilanti, Mark Maynard. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Lisa?
Let's start with the name of the restaurant, Bellflower. Where did that come from?
We had a long list over the course of 3 years. As you might imagine, we spent a lot of time thinking about what we wanted to call this thing. We'd been working on trying to get a restaurant open, like I said, since 2017 or so. Names that we talked about kind of referenced back to the Bell Telephone building. In 1926, Michigan Bell Telephone built the building that we're in. It struck a note with us. It seemed optimistic and kind of forward-looking. We like flowers. The symbolism of the flower was just interesting to us. And then my wife's a graphic designer. She started playing around with the visual kind of concept of how we talked about the restaurant. And it kind of became this thing with a flower and a loaf of bread. It all makes sense. Flower, and it looks like a loaf of bread cut in half to be shared between two people. It all kind of fell in place, and we all liked it.
You're located at 209 Pearl Street in Ypsilanti. And how would you describe what kind of food you're offering?
We're interested in, like, American culinary history. And we're interested in, like, the mashup of flavors that happened, that came to our shores from around the world. And I think our initial inspiration was probably the region, because that's a really evident, you know, a place where that kind of mashup happened in a way that people appreciate and understand. But I think we've already started moving beyond that. Yeah, definitely the Gulf region was a jumping off point, and we're really interested in seafood. So some of our earlier explorations have been kind of Gulf related. There's a lot of oyster on the menu, a lot of, you know, shrimp and fish and things of that nature, but that's certainly not keeping us from, you know, exploring some other things. I think we have a kind of Chinese-influenced dish on the menu now, and we've done steaks, we've done chops, things that interest our chef and our cooks.
Who is your chef, and who else co-owns Bellflower Restaurant?
There are three partners. I'm one. Jesse Craniak is another, and Dan Klonotic is the third, and Dan is the chef. Very passionate about what he does, and it makes the job really easy. I mean, all of us on the team, I mean, it's a joy every day, because what he brings to the kitchen, that it just comes through in the food.
Is there a Worst Bar connection?
Yeah, Jesse, one of the co-owners, is also co-owner of Worst Bar.
So what is this sandwich that I keep hearing about that I think sells out every day?
Yeah, I think maybe not every day, but almost every day we sell out. We bake 100 loaves of bread a day.
Milk bread, right?
It's a kind of a Japanese-influenced milk bread that we put our sandwiches on. We bake 100 loaves a day, and when they run out, we have to stop serving them, obviously. And probably 75-80% of the days we've been running out. They're kind of po' boys, is kind of how you would probably best describe them. They're certainly, you know, a little bit untraditional in that we're using Japanese milk bread, and we're also doing things like we have a sweet potato stilton and a tofu sandwich. And some of the others are kind of more traditional, like an oyster po' boy and a shrimp and oyster po' boy and a shrimp po' boy. But yeah, they're all on house-made bread, and we do them ourselves, and they're fantastic. People love them, and people have been lining up early when we open at 11 in hopes of getting one. So it's nice to see the response from the community.
Cauliflower fritters, I saw, is also on your menu.
Yeah, there's all kinds of, you know, good stuff for vegetarians on there. We all live in Ypsi. We all know the community pretty well, and you can't exist in Ypsi if you don't treat vegetarians well, and we've been treating vegetarians really, really well.
And there's also a bar.
Yep, there's a bar inside. It seats, when COVID is over, It will seat about 16, so it's relatively good size. We started last week having a few people come in at the bar. Until last week, we've been all outside. We have 10 tables outside, but we just started seating people at the bar a few days ago, and we're just doing three small groups at the bar. So right now we seat about six people at our bar inside.
So here's the question everybody is asking. As I said at the open of this interview, we're in a pandemic. A lot of restaurants are struggling, and it sounds like you opened Bellflower, last August, right, after this is all underway?
Yeah.
How has that worked out for you?
With the exception of 2 days, we've had to wait every single day since we've been open. So people, you know, obviously like the fact that we opened when we did and the way we opened. We have an open kitchen And as I said, we have a lot of outdoor seating. I think people trusted us to handle things responsibly, health-wise. I think it was a good thing that we opened when we did. With that said, we did consider not opening. We'd already waited 3 years to get everything together. But then we talked to the people that we'd attracted to join us on our team, and everyone was of the opinion that people still need good food. People still need to feel cared for and nourished. I think we had confidence in our team that no matter what happened, we could figure out a way through it. And everyone was of the opinion they wanted to go ahead and get started. So that's what we did. And the community responded, you know, incredibly well. We could not be happier. We opened without a website, without a telephone. We were just going to do a soft open. And then from that very first day, you know, there have been waits every day, and sandwiches are selling out. It's been incredible, the response from the community. The quality is great, but I think it's more than that. I think it's the, you know, the spirit of the place. And, you know, people in Ipsy wanted something like what we're offering. And I think it felt good to have something positive to think about for a change instead of, you know, all the negative stuff that's happening in the world.
I haven't been able to taste the food yet, but I did peek inside and saw that you have a living wall, a wall of a bunch of different plants.
Like I said, one of the nice things about having 3 years to work on something, so we had a lot of time. So every inch of the space, we've kind of gone over, and like we've been as thoughtful as human beings, I think, possibly can. We all like plants, so there's a plant wall. There's also art from local artists upstairs above the Bellflower. We operate something called Landline Creative Labs, and two of our artists that are up there have pieces downstairs, Jason Wright and Yen Azaro. You know, like, my wife is a graphic designer. She did our logo. It's very much a community, you know, endeavor.
And you said a lot of your dining has been outdoors, and the weather is definitely starting to turn. Are you feeling confident moving into the colder weather that you're going to be able to sustain all of this at Bellflower?
Yeah, so we have portable gas heaters now outside. You know, it's outside, but it's still covered and kind of enclosed, so it's a little warmer. So we'll be putting those gas heaters in permanently. And then we're going to be rolling out some indoor seating over the course of the next few weeks, depending on how cold it gets. You know, we'll play it by ear. We'll follow the health guidance that we have, and we'll listen to our customers and to our staff, and we'll do what, you know, people are comfortable with. I mean, we'll try to do it as safely as possible and you know, try to get as much feedback as we can as we move forward. So we'll keep moving in that direction. You know, when winter comes, we'll also be doing more retail sales. We're also a wine shop, so, you know, we're going to be doing a seafood market as well. So there's a bunch to look forward to. If people want to, you know, join our mailing list, you know, we'll keep people apprised of what we're up to, but we'll certainly find ways to serve the community regardless of how things go. I mean, either people are eating with us in the space and feel comfortable and safe doing so, or, you know, they'll be buying food from us and taking it home, but it'll be the same quality and, you know, done with the same intentionality and the same heart.
That's Mark Maynard, co-owner of Bellflower Restaurant in Ypsilanti, 209 Pearl Street. Much success to you moving forward. Thanks so much for talking to us on this edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.